A universe must expand, or self-directed education and your personal constellation of curiosities. Little questions must be allowed to grow. A lot of us forget a very tiny thought we have as children when learning about great achievers, writers, composers, and painters. The simple thought cannot be generalized, so it is always asked in context of a specific person and lesson at hand. And it goes like this. What if Frédéric Chopin was forced to learn mathematics instead of learning the piano? Considering that a healthy person who is allowed to grow up normally develops into a polymath, and that some great achievers, who met a tragic end, were forced into what made them famous, it is not a very sturdy question to ask, and it is easily destroyed by a brainless slug of a contrarian or a fraudulent teacher, as the case often is. This may be the reason why the question of derailing achievers is so fleeting, but nonetheless, questions must grow, and this one is particularly important. We are only missing a couple of important components here. Both are obscured by a hasty world of poverty, overwork, and stress. The inquirer correctly points at the damage that learning out of sequence causes to a person's mind and their creativity and passion for learning. The question is made whole or sturdy by introducing two new concepts: the constellation of personal curiosities and the cycle of revisiting them. We each have a unique combination of questions and predispositions within us. It is very much stars, or questions, connected by lines, or little quests to find out all the answers. But it is so poetically framed to underscore how delicate, precious, beautiful, mysterious, and unique the constellation is. How easily it can be collapsed, damaged, denied, destroyed, and how it can rob a unique achiever of their own talent and passion for learning. The cycle of revisiting the stars is about building on top of what we have previously learned. In short, the fact that a person will always revisit their own curiosities and rarely, if ever, go back to cramming something that they were never interested in, but merely forced into. The person's own constellation of curiosities is very much a map of worlds that they are privately interested in. And each time they visit one of their worlds, they learn more about their universe and often discover a new star. The cycle of self-directed education marks their travels between their worlds or curiosities. When you pursue a new subject that you feel you are ready for, such as 3D printing, you enter into that world almost completely. You bring in your knowledge of problem solving, but exit all other worlds to focus on just the one that you are currently in. A new world may emerge when you decide that you had enough of printing other people's 3D things, and now you want to learn about precision 3D modeling, so that you can create your own wallets, knobs, mounting brackets, and such. you may head for that world next, and then return to the world of 3D printing, but now with new abilities and ideas. When subjects are forced onto us, as the case is with standardized education, our personal constellation of curiosities is either completely destroyed, flattened out, or collapsed to lay dormant in a jumbled mess. Here, polymaths die, and genius is only a carrot on a stick to further mislead the trusting students into taking out lifelong loans while participating in a system of ineffective education. This creepy and dark world holds up prestige as an aim. But that prestige, already a questionable pursuit, can only be gotten to by having enough money to shine for long enough. This here is not worthy of the students. And even if they shine for long enough to by whatever means win their prize, they will still be miserable in the end. And this is because standardized education is not a universe of stars, but a single line with some stops in the middle, dictated by somebody else. We are navigators. We need to cross different worlds to learn and expand. We grow when we apply by subtle analogy the lessons from one world to address the challenges in another. When we are told what to learn, when to learn it, and for how long, the universe of worlds within us dies without ever having a chance to develop. Protect your constellation of curiosities, and protect the multiverse of the younger generations so that it may flourish into a wiser future. Growing up has nothing to do with aging. It is a deliberate act of lifelong exploration. It is an endless quest to discover fascinating new worlds that must never cease. As to grow up means to grow all the way up until the adventurer or the student rises to become a great being.